On the show today, we have Callahan & Associates' Sam Taff talking about the three takeaways from TrendWatch third quarter 2017. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Sam Taff from Callahan & Associates. How are you, Sam?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing well. You?
I'm doing all right, except for my little flesh wound I got going here on my nose here, but we'll get through that. But we got some really cool things to talk about from your guys' TrendWatch from the third quarter, some three takeaways. But before we get into the takeaways, can you give us a quick summary on what you guys discovered this time around in the third quarter? Some pretty cool stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think the high level headline would be things are still good in credit union land. You know, we're seeing growth on both sides of the balance sheet. So both loans, assets, shares, all increasing at a slightly lower rate than previous years for share balances. Investment balances are declining, but that makes sense if we think about the broader context. Okay. As credit unions loan more,
right.
Given the rate environment, credit unions are then accordingly drawing down some of their investment balances, re-diverting those to higher yielding assets in the form of loans. As we kind of move our way through earnings, or flat year over year, so we measure that with ROA.
Okay.
But there's a positive story in there, even though they maintain. You know, we saw increases in interest income, specifically investment income. So we're starting to see a lift as a result of rising rates kind of in the broader market. However, cost of funds increased slightly as well, and then we saw an increase in provision expenses. So as a result, it essentially it netted out all of the investment and loan interest income gains to bring us back to about 78 basis points ROA.
So things are still looking up. Things are looking pretty shiny for our industry, it sounds like. So let's get into the three takeaways that you guys kind of extracted from this TrendWatch. So the first one would be loans post fourth year of double digit third quarter growth. Can you explain that one a little bit?
That's right. So I think this really underscores the momentum that we're seeing in the industry. Four years in a row of sustained double digit growth is pretty unheard of.
Yep.
So if we drill into what's happening there, so if we look at the loan portfolio and we look at how the components are shifting, we can see that we saw increases in, so the leaders, the drivers of that growth are going to be your first mortgages, your new auto loans, and your used auto loans.
Mm-hmm.
However, all of those accounts posted decelerating growth, which is interesting. And actually, the only accounts to post accelerating growth year over year were our revolving lines of credit. So our credit card loans and other real estate both increased at faster rates than they had in the year prior. So I don't want to read into that too much, but you know, we're still seeing really strong growth in both first mortgage, used auto, and new auto. All of those are over 10% year over year growth.
Yeah, I'm wait, especially for the auto market. I'm waiting for that to like plateau or dip a little bit, but it sounds like it's still going strong. It sounds like that's just an amazing story in itself. I mean, that could be a whole show unto itself, just how auto has gone nuts like that for the past few years.
Yeah, so the auto market, I think it's gonna be something to watch, especially moving into 2018. I think last week Moody's came out with a report that said, auto North American light vehicle sales are supposed to be down 3% year over year. And, you know, we're seeing Wells Fargo pull back from some of their consumer lending, their auto lending. Mm-hmm. That was earlier in the spring. Credit unions seem to be insulated thus far. That's a strong word to use, but we've yet to see the same impact. So
interesting.
I think it's going to be a thing to keep an eye on in Q4 and Q1 of 18.
See how
they're maintaining their competitive edge in that market as the dynamics are shifting.
So I think let's get to number two here. First mortgage origination surpassed $104.4 billion. Oh my goodness, that's pretty cool.
That equates to 8.1% market share for credit unions as of the third quarter, and that's a really remarkable number. If you look even just 5 or 6 years ago, credit union market share in the first mortgage space in the United States was about 2 or 3%. So it's a really significant jump.
That is a big
jump. That and again, that 104, that's the highest on record, right? Goodness. Through this point in a year. So there's a couple things going on there if we drill into it, and it's interesting. And I think if we take into account the broader economic developments, it starts to make more sense. But mm-hmm. So what's happening is we're seeing a slowing of fixed first mortgage originations. Mm-hmm. So what we know about what's happening in the market, we see interest rates are gradually increasing. So this tracks pretty well with what we know. And so you're seeing a corresponding increase in balloon and ARM products. So if you look at that $104 billion, and if you were to look at it from like a pie chart, so what percent is what, fixed mortgages actually decreased year over year, so their share, and balloons and ARMs increased their share. And balloons are actually at the second highest level that they've been since December of 2006. So,
ooh, that's pre-recession.
Yeah, it is pre-recession. I think it's an interesting data point.
Yeah.
But so as credit unions find success in offering those mortgages, we're seeing how that plays out. And you know, there's other things that are at play there. Obviously, those products are more interest rate risk friendly as you're looking out in a rising rate environment. There's other effects in that they don't sell those products. They portfolio them generally. So you're seeing more of them hit the balance sheet, which is really, it's kind of pumping up the first mortgage balance sheet loan growth. And then another thing to consider too is that historically, credit unions have found more success in refinance cycles in the first mortgage origination market. So as refinancings increase their share versus purchase mortgages, credit unions are generally going to see their market share increase. But what's happened over the last 3 years actually is we've seen an increase in purchase mortgage share. And today it's actually one of the highest levels that it's been since about 2003. And credit unions are seeing their market share track up with it. So that's going to be, again, another thing to watch moving forward. But it seems that they're figuring out how to penetrate that market and maintain their success in that market, which is really interesting to me.
Yeah, your job sounds like it's a lot of fun. You're almost like a detective. You're like a sleuth. You're like finding all these numbers and comparing and contrasting. It sounds kind of fun to me, actually.
Yeah. Now, there's always going on. There's always more going on beneath the surface.
Oh, of course. It's like an iceberg. You know, there's something greater underneath than there is on top. So, all right. Hey, number three, this is one where I was like, I have a big inquiry here. Credit unions are member first. We all know that. Not bank light, L-I-T-E. What do you mean by that?
So we all know about the credit union ethos and the credit union charter and why credit unions exist. And what we meant, why we led with that as our theme for this quarter was because it's always nice when they can do both, when they can serve their members and then when the performance matches up. And what we saw this quarter and what we've seen this year is that those two things are very aligned.
Gotcha.
So they're serving their members with good products that they need, and the performance is following suit the way that you would hope it would. But it's not the performance decisions leading, and then if they help the members, then you know that's an added perk. That's not the story.
Gotcha. I get it now. And now here comes the cool part of the story for me is like you guys have examples from a few credit unions that have like really excelled in the third quarter. You want to give us a few here? I think Langley was the first one with their essential checking program.
Yeah, these are always the really great things to hear about when we can get down to the local level and hear how they're impacting change. So Langley has, which is down in Williamsburg, Newport News area, Virginia, they launched a checking product called Essential Checking. And the impetus for the product was they saw a need in the market where they had members and non-members in their communities, which were being targeted by predatory payday lending type financial services companies. And so what they did was they geared this product towards people with credit scores below 600 FICO. And they gave them an account that they could lock in offline hours. So you can't go ahead and swipe something when all of their systems are offline and then the charges are going to run through and you're going to run into overdrafts. So they put a lot of risk mitigation controls on it, yet it still serves the need of the member. And so that initially had a ton of success. I think they opened over 6,000 accounts. They've taken in something like $700,000 in deposits since inception, which was, I believe, maybe a year and a half ago. But they took it a step further, which is really neat, where they didn't want their members to be stuck in this one product for life, right? They needed to move them out of it into something that hopefully better met their needs. And so what they did was they created a savings product where the member they open a savings account for the member, and the member makes monthly deposits into that savings account until it reaches $1,000, at which point Langley deposits, or releases rather, that $1,000 of balances which they've paid off. So then not only do they have access to those savings, but they have a positive credit repayment history, which is
Nice.
pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's address Pioneer Federal Credit Unions, their credit score analysis program.
So again, this is we've heard a couple institutions doing this in the market, and this is one that we're able to really pinpoint. So they're proactively reaching out to their membership to raise awareness of credit scores and how it can impact them. How it can impact their members and better their lives. And so what they've done, and they showed a few examples on their website, is they go out to members and they encourage them to rerun their credit score. And as a result of that, they're seeing that they're moving their members out of oftentimes payday lending products into more reasonable APR rate products, or they're doing a recapture program where they're bringing in members who have perhaps balances at outside institutions, and they can roll it into something that's both conservative and, really goal and oriented to the member.
Very nice. Yeah. And last but not least, Summit Credit Union's Cash Boomerang program. I found this is really neat as well.
Yeah, so this is an example of a patronage dividend program. So patronage programs have been around forever, right? But they've been gaining popularity and notoriety in recent years, I would say, as institutions are finding themselves with excess earnings to redistribute to their membership. But the way that it works is it's a calculation. So based on the deposits that the member has at the institution throughout the course of the year, and the number of loan products they have, the interest paid on those loan products, they receive a dividend. And I think in this year, 2 weeks ago, they announced that they returned like over $2 million to their membership, which is not an insignificant number. That is a significant amount of money to
Yeah,
give
it
back to their members. So
So cool. So, I mean, gosh, I could go on and on with these. These are such great examples you guys dig up, and it's just a testament to how great credit unions are and how the momentum that we're experiencing right now because of like programs like this and the performances as a result of this type of stuff. So it's pretty cool that you guys kind of uncover this type of stuff and we can share it with other credit unions. Go like, hey, we can do something kind of similar like that. So pretty neat stuff there, Sam. Pretty cool stuff. Anything else to wrap up? Where can folks get some more information on this?
So I would encourage everybody to go to creditunions.com, which is the media arm of Callahan and Associates. And you can sign up for our daily morning newsletters where we distribute case studies and best practices and Q&As with executives in the industry. We profile these exact type of stories there, and you can learn more how to do it for yourself at your own credit union.
Indeed. I am there every day, sir, which is why I'm talking to you right now. So thank you very much for all the work that you guys do. Keep up the good work and look forward to chatting again. Fourth quarter
Thank you, Mike.
stuff.
All right. Yeah, it's gonna be here before we know it.
Right on. Right on. All right, Sam. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.